On Midwest Week, the growing pension problem for local governments and taxpayers in Illinois. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Barb Ikus, reporter and columnist for the Quad City Times and Dispatch Argus. Recently, Barb, you wrote a story called The Pension Problem, and in general, what is the pension problem?
Well, the problem is municipalities and county governments owe gobs of money to the promises that were made for future pensions for retirees, and they haven't been putting enough into it, and the rubber has hit the road.
Okay. Which workers are we talking about and which local governments? Is it all local governments in Illinois or just some?
In Illinois, the ones I wrote about are Rock Island, East Moline, Moline, and then Rock Island County. For the cities, we're chiefly looking at police and fire. That's where the preponderance of the unmet pension obligation is. In the county, it's more county workers, elected officials, but also the sheriff's department. So cities are grappling chiefly with police and fire, while the county's got, you know, a different pool.
Now, who is it that sets the amount that the cities have to set aside? It's not the cities, right? It's the state.
No, that's where the problem is, according to everybody I interviewed. Everybody had their separate sets of advice. There were actuarial assumptions that were being made for every different fund. There were hundreds of pension funds. Everybody had their own fund, and everybody had an actuary, and they were putting forth their assumptions on, which are basically educated guesses on how much they were going to owe, how much they should levy each year for taxes. And to hear everybody tell it, they were wrong over and over again, and it's just gotten out of hand.
So it just caught up with them, even though these obligations have been piling up for, 20, 30, 40 years?
Yeah, I mean, it caught up quite some time ago. What's happening now is a couple of things. What I wrote about was that they're entertaining the possibility, and some have made action to do so, to go to bonds, to issue bonds, just like general obligation bonds where you borrow and they're called pension obligation bonds. And cities are looking at borrowing, you know, it's over $300 million in the Illinois Quad Cities, to get caught up and to put this money into these funds, because the interest rates are so low. You know, the bond money is so cheap, and when you put a larger investment into the markets for these pension funds, you have a better chance that they're going to sort of pay for themselves. When you issue bonds to pay for the pension debt, then that frees up that annual levy, the amount of money on the tax levy that they have to go to each year to ask taxpayers to pay this pension obligation. Instead, they're saying, well, now we can use more of that levy for things like, you know, streets and other infrastructure.
Okay, now is there any risk to using the bond method to pay for pensions?
Oh, sure. Yeah. There are risks, and there have been economic experts have outlined, I don't know, maybe a half a dozen risks, including, you know, what if the pension fund doesn't pay back in the market what you're on the hook to pay in interest rates? Well, the argument now is we don't really have that problem anymore because the interest rate is so low, and these pension funds have been performing much higher, two times higher. You know, they're getting 7%, 8%, 10% on their pension funds, whereas municipalities are paying in the high 2% and 3% on the pension obligation bonds.
Okay, so at least on the surface, it sounds like a wise move anyway.
Well, right, and that's why everybody's so seriously considering it. When you pool the proceeds, you get a larger pool that stands to make more money when the market performs well, or even when it performs sort of at an average, like 7% or 7.5%, you're getting ahead. I mean, East Moline alone, I'm going to be close, but not dead on, but they talked about saving like $30 million during the 20-year, 22-year life of the bonds by doing it this way.
Okay, so what role has state government and the General Assembly played in all of this, Barb? Helpful, unhelpful, setting mandates for local governments, or what?
It's been a local government's problem. There have been little efforts here and there. You know, the last governor tried to put an end to the double dipping, for instance, where you can get, you know, two different pensions, two different government funded pensions. They tried to do away with that, and and that didn't happen. What's been helpful now, you know, I mean, it was Governor Pritzker who appointed the members of this consolidated police and fire fund effort, where they're putting all these hundreds of funds together. And again, you know, you're pooling money, so there's more of it to invest, and you know, they'll get better actuarial assumptions, all these sorts of things. So to that extent, you know, the state is stepping in to help them put everybody on in the same group.
Okay, now let's go back to double dipping for a minute. You mentioned in your story, you talked about I think Jerry Bustos as being an example of that, entirely legal, of course, but what exactly is that?
Well, in Jerry's case, and this happens many, many, many times over, it's particularly popular with, you know, police who retire. You know, many police officers take an early out, so, you know, they're 50 or in their 50s when they retire, and they've got plenty of work life left. So they might go and be a bailiff for the county, or they might go and work in the federal courthouse in security, something like that. So when one career ends and you start to collect a pension, why then you start a second career, which also is pension qualified. In Sheriff Bustos' case, you know, he retired technically from the sheriff's department when he became sheriff. He retired from the rank and file, so he could collect a pension, and he started to do so. I don't know, it's been probably 8 years ago now. He could collect his pension for his career in the sheriff's department. As an elected official, that's a different pool. That's a different pot of money. And now he stands, when he retires as sheriff, to collect a second pension. So that essentially is what double dipping is.
And is that something that have I read something similar about school superintendents and people like that?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, there are many ways to double dip as a government worker.
And what about the state of Iowa? Is it having any problem that's similar to this?
Well, no. Iowa sort of resolved its problems about 10 years ago, 11 years ago, when they consolidated their pension funds, which is what Illinois is in the process of doing. I wrote about Mark Poulos, who's on the Rock Island City Council, who previously was in law enforcement. He's a retired police officer, and he was appointed by Pritzker to serve on this board where they consolidate all these hundreds of police funds, police pension funds throughout the state. And they're in the real early stages of that to see how it's going to work. How are the actuarials going to work? They've hired a finance person, a CEO, I believe is the title, to come in and look at all the assets of these hundreds of funds so they know where they stand. And Iowa already did that and has been really successful with it. Iowa doesn't have these funding shortfalls. I mean, it's, of course, a much smaller state. But so Illinois is sort of mimicking what's been successful. Right now with police, with the police retirement fund, and the fire pension fund will be next.
Now, has anyone talked about how they worry about losing control? You know, if all these funds are consolidated, will the city councils and county boards no longer have any influence on them at all?
Well, you know, I spoke with cities and city administrators and, of course, Poulos, and I don't hear anybody wringing their hands about how somebody's going to get ripped off or that somebody's not going to get their share. I'm not hearing any of this. I'm hearing a lot of people being optimistic about the consolidated funds for sure, but also hopeful that this idea of going to a GO or a general obligation or a pension obligation bond is really going to free up money in the short term for cities to meet their service obligations in the way of streets and so forth. So, I mean, it seems win-win-y, but, you know, Mark Poulos, for instance, had a few little doubts. You know, this or that could go wrong. We really don't know yet. We're not far enough into it to be sure that this consolidation is going to work. Is it really going to save money in the long term? Because you also have higher expenses when you have this many funds together. So I guess, you know, the jury's out in terms of the particulars.